Good morning. My guest this morning is Heidi Protas from the Sonoma County Task Force for the Homeless, I suppose is the easiest way to say it, right?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome, Heidi. We are talking about the 22nd annual October in Paradise, Thursday, October 6th, starting at 5:30, going till 10 at Paradise Ridge Winery, one of the most beautiful places to spend an afternoon in all of Sonoma County.
It really is.
So what will this event be like?
This is, as you said, we've been doing this event for 22 years. The task force has been around for 35 years, mm-hmm. So we're old timers. We're very fortunate to be able to use the winery for this event, and it's got a little bit of everything. We have music, we have a silent auction, we have a live auction uh-huh. as well. And we do some service awards for some of the people that work hard in the homeless
nice.
Community. So it's a lot of fun.
And live jazz.
And live jazz.
By the Dorian Mode. What a nice name for
Isn't
a jazz
that
band.
Nice? They've been with us for a while, too. They've been nice to have at this event.
What does the Task Force for the Homeless do day to day?
Well, we run a few ongoing programs. Particularly, our programs support other agencies. So we have, for instance, a winter warmth program where we collect goods for the homeless during, especially in the cold of winter. They need a lot of
mm-hmm.
things.
Yeah.
And we distribute them to other agencies. And we do the same thing with our resource guide that we publish annually. And then we collaborate with other agencies on a lot of other projects. There's a lot of people working hard right now.
Oh, great. I noticed that part of this event is a little bit before the actual event starts at 5 o'clock on Thursday, October 6th. A guided tour of the sculpture garden. What a nice
that
idea.
That is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been able to do that, but Dr. Beck offers to do that every year.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the most beautiful part. And he's really adding to that collection up there. It's quite getting more and more beautiful every time we go.
It is certainly the best display of permanent outdoor art mm-hmm. that I know of.
It's really, and he's starting indoor as well. There's new places where there's some more indoor art. So it's really quite beautiful. And the view is unbelievable.
Right. I've been up there a number of times, a couple of times to this event, but a couple of times just to go up and wander around. I've never experienced bad weather up there. It's a magical
it's
place.
It's magic. I was just about to say, it's just magic.
Right.
We're really excited. We love this event. It gives us a chance to honor some folks, and it also gives us some time with the people who support us.
What's the best way for people to get tickets?
I think they can go on our website, which is SonomaCountyHomeless.org, or they can call us at the task force,
uh-huh.
which is 575-4494, and our operations manager will tell them what they need to do to buy tickets.
Do you find that people come again year after year?
We do. We do. They love it, and they support our mission, so we do see the same people year after year, but we also have new faces, and that's nice to see.
I suspect, too, that there are people whose entire art collection is based on a yearly appearance at this event.
At the auction, yes, it might very well be. We get some fabulous auction items. We get great trips that people give us for the silent auction, and it really is fun. It's a lot of fun, and it really does help us. It's our only annual fundraiser, so we count on the income from it quite a bit.
Well, thank you very much, Heidi, for coming in and telling us about it. And once again, the website that people can go to?
SonomaCountyHomeless.org.
Right. On the telephone, 575-4494?
Correct.
Right. Thank you for coming in,
Thank
Heidi.
You for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.